All right. The LCC will come to order. I'm sorry about the wait there. Right. Mr. Hubinger, we are going to begin by reviewing and approving the minutes for February 22nd, 2008. Who has reviewed the minutes and who was at the meeting and can move them?
I read them.
All right. Senator Metzen moves the minutes. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails and minutes are adopted. All right. We have a number of resolutions on subcommittees to approve. Mr. Hubinger, will you identify yourself and take us through these?
Madam Speaker and members, I'm Greg Hubinger with the Legislative Coordinating Commission. There are a series of resolutions reestablishing subcommittees and task forces for your consideration today. The first is the Subcommittee on Employee Relations. As you know, the responsibility for reviewing and approving on an interim basis labor contracts and compensation plans is with the LCC. The LCC has chosen for many years to delegate that responsibility to a subcommittee. This resolution is the same as that has been adopted in previous years with a minor change in item 2 on membership.
Members, any discussion?
I move it.
You need motions.
Yeah,
me. Are you making a motion? I'm trying
motion.
To recognize Representative Sertich, but I couldn't tell. Representative Sertich.
Madam Speaker, I'll move the LCC-1 resolution.
So Sertich moves LCC-1. Any further discussion? Representative Holbert.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm just wondering, was this change enacted in law, or were we just arbitrarily taking a seat away from the minority, or...
Mr. Hubinger, could you explain?
Madam Chair and Representative Holberg, in previous years, the resolution, which is totally within the scope of the LCC to determine, provided for 2 members of the minority by the Senate, and the Senate decided to appoint an additional member from the majority. And so we needed to modify this resolution to accommodate that.
Representative Holberg.
See any of the Senate minority here to fight the issue, so I got enough battles on my plate.
Let them figure it out. Do I still get my 2, Madam Chair? It looks like I still get my 2. Okay.
We've already done it, right?
Never mind.
Madam Chair, just
Senator Pogamiller.
To provide some comfort, we've already done it, and Senator Sensham and others. There was no disagreement. We had to balance some various things, and so...
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. We are on LCC-1. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. It is adopted. Resolution is adopted. LCC-2.
Madam Chair and members, this is another set of responsibilities given to the LCC in statute, and again, the LCC has chosen to establish a subcommittee to... deal with these responsibilities relating to administrative rules. The subcommittee isn't very active. It hasn't met, I believe, in 3 years, so this isn't a major assignment. But because there is a statutory duty, the LCC has chosen to create the subcommittee in the past.
Questions?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I know, Representative Junkie, ironically, both of us sat on this the last time it met, like 3 years ago. Is there a custom and usage, or do we need to spell out that one member be a minority member, or should we just assume that you're going to be generous and I can forward a name up to you on that?
Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and members, appointments have been made to this subcommittee. They include Senators Rest and Parisot and Representatives Reinert and Severson.
They already made
it. Oh, we already did it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
So I just want it noted for the record, I was generous.
We got jolted with this. We got
All right. Someone like to move LCC-2? Senator Pogamiller, LCC-2?
Yes.
You're a rules sort of guy. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. We are on LCC-3. Would someone like to move it before us? We really should probably do it that way and then have the discussion.
I move it.
Sarah Pogamiller moves LCC-3, resolution establishing the LCC Subcommittee on Redistricting. Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and members, this subcommittee hasn't existed in about 10 years. The last one was appointed in 2001, and this would establish a subcommittee of members to provide direction to the LCC in terms of software and hardware decisions that we'll need when the legislature does the redistricting during the 2011 session.
Discussion?
Madam Chair, could you tell us whether these appointments have already been made or not?
Mr. Hubinger, I don't believe that they have from a House perspective. Senator Pogamiller has indicated they have not from the Senate because it doesn't exist right now.
Right.
Okay.
It's a pretty important one.
Yeah. Any further discussion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of LCC3, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. We're on LCC4. Someone like to move this?
Happy,
this is making a change. Representative Holberg moves LCC4. Mr. Hubinger, could you explain the change?
Madam Chair and members, this resolution reestablishes the advisory committee to the LCC for the Office on the Economic Status of Women. It's an internal group that has 4 members from the House, 4 from the Senate, 2 from each caucus. Provides advice to the staff in the office and has, in 2009, it met 2 times.
And you, I'm sorry, I was looking for my agenda. You explained that we're just taking off the Commission on Poverty as an advisor because that is sunsetting.
Yes.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion prevails, and the resolution LCC4 is adopted. LCC. Now we move into a new area, members, and that is the review approval of resolutions establishing task force and working groups. So we I look for someone to move LCC5. Senator Clark moves LCC5, the Airport Funding Advisory Task Force. Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and members, this group was established originally in 2007 and has consists of 3 members from each body with 1 member from the minority. It also includes a number of non-voting members from interested parties. This has been a fairly active group. They met through December and weren't able to complete their work. They've been requesting some additional time so that they can further evaluate the funding streams for state airports and make a recommendation to the legislature.
Discussion. All right. All those in favor of LCC5, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails, and LCC5, Airport Funding Advisory Task Force, is adopted. LCC6.
I'll move that one.
Senator Metzen moves LCC6 before us, the Working Group on Ethnic Heritage and New Americans. Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair, members, this is a working group that has 2 members from the House, 2 from the Senate, and public members appointed by the House and Senate, and some additional public members appointed by the governor. This has been a fairly active group. The statutory responsibility for this is a statutory responsibility assigned to the LCC. The LCC established a working group to carry it out. That statutory authority expires on June 30th of 2009. Legislation has been introduced in both bodies to extend that sunset by 2 years. The Representative Gardner is the author in the House, and Senator Torres Rey is the author in the Senate to extend that to 2011.
Representative Junkie.
Madam Chair, I'm not here to debate this or any of the other working groups or other things, but the substance of them. But what happens if it doesn't pass? If we pass this to extend it to 11, I mean, I wish the legislature would look at all working groups and task forces and everything and get rid of most of them because I think that I think they are an expense on our budgets and needlessly so, especially when we have good staff like the LCC and others to put some of this together. So what happens if this does not become law? Now we're extending it till 2011. Does do what we do automatically, it's canceled then, or do we have to come back and meet and say, well, what we pass now we have to undo?
Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and Representative Junkie, the LCC has authority in the statute to create working groups and task forces on its own, and so this group could exist without the underlying statutory authority, but that gives some direction to the group about what it should be focusing on.
And Mr. Hubinger, I don't know if this would be the case, but the chair of the LCC does have the authority to sign the, if anyone would request per diem and things like that. So if a group went out and formed up on its own, I think there might be some question about, you know, they may have the authority to form, but questions about expenses and things like that without this action. So, Representative Seifert.
Thank you, Madam Chair. How much was spent in the last biennium by this group?
Mr. Kubinger.
An idea of what we're authorizing.
Madam Chair and Representative Seifert, a little bit less than $2,000.
Representative Holberg.
Well, my question, under item number 6, it looks like that the working group expired on January 1, 2009, but you stated that the authority for them expires June 30th. So you can tell me why we didn't appoint a working group. Is it because there's legislators on it and their terms expire? Or?
Mr. Huminger.
Madam Chair and Representative Holberg, the statutory responsibility to study this issue was given to the LCC and had a sunset of June 30th of 2009. The statute under which the LCC creates working groups requires that all working groups expire on January 1st of the odd-numbered year. So there's a gap there.
Madam Chair, can you explain why your expiration date went to reflect current law and that you just put July 30th, 2009, mm-hmm. and wait to see what happens during the legislative
yes.
session?
Well, Mr. Huminger first, but maybe a motion's in order, Representative Holberg. So.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out the rationale.
Madam Chair, Representative Holberg, I think that's a good question. It might be the bureaucrat in me about not wanting to have to come back to this group in case the legislation passes.
In case we don't, from the looks of the minutes, in case we don't meet more than once a year.
Right.
Madam Chair, I think
yes.
we should, I would propose amending LCC number 6 under item 6 and change the date to June 30th, 2009.
All right. Representative Holberg has proposed an amendment. Everyone understand the amendment? All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. The amendment prevails. And we are on the amended LCC 6 then with the new date of June 30th, 2009. All those in favor of the LCC 6 as amended, please say aye.
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 Opposed? No. The motion prevails. LCC 6 is adopted as amended. LCC 7, Working Group on Preparedness and for Terrorism and Disasters. Representative Sertich.
I move LCC 7.
Representative Sertich moves LCC 7. Mr. Huminger, can you tell us a little about this one?
Madam Chair and members, this is a responsibility given in statute to the LCC, and that statutory responsibility expires on June 30th of 2011. This group has been meeting, was very active in fiscal year 2008, was inactive in the last fiscal year, has spent about $2,000 on meeting costs.
Discussion to LCC 7. Representative Holberg.
No, I'll pass.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Motion prevails, and LCC 7 is adopted. Are we doing LCC 8?
Madam Chair, I understand that we are not.
Okay, we're going to wait on LCC 8. Some discussion about certainly the issue of date, of how long they would get to work, and all those sorts of things, and so a little more discussion before. Hopefully we meet again, then, Representative Holberg, before the next. Yes.
Madam Chair, I did notice one of the amendments was under 10C, that they can commit and spend up to $250,000, and that was crossed out. Does this allow them to blow through $250,000 before we meet again?
No. Mr. Huminger, could you help us understand what is going on with 10C?
Madam Chair, Representative Seifert, originally the LCC was appropriated $250,000 for this working group to complete its tasks. The working group spent about $50,000 mostly to in a contract with the Department of Administration to develop a specific plan for renovating the Capitol. There was a balance of about $200,000, and most of that was returned to the Minnesota Management and Budget as part of our 09 reduction.
So, Mr. Hubinger, just to be clear, they don't have a lot of money left to work with here.
It's, Madam Chair, it's about $15,000, I think.
So they would have that $15,000 available to them if we don't take action on this. I think there's a question about this group was set up for a specific purpose in a specific time frame, and to allow an extension to 2011, not sure it helps get the work done here. So we want to have some discussion about that before we come back again.
And if I might, was the money taken as with an allotment, or how did the money disappear?
Well, Representative Holberg, I believe that this was a decision made in consultation with LCC to, we are not subject to an allotment, but we volunteered resources back to management and budget, and this is part of that volunteering of resources.
Okay, and Madam Chair, I serve on this, and I know it's been kind of confusing whether what our status is, are we active or not, and
yeah.
What's our purpose, and we've kind of been jamming heads a little bit. So we're under the statutory authority. I'm assuming we've expired and that nobody is on the commission and it doesn't exist at this point, or what's our legal status?
Sure. Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair, Representative Holberg, the working group does not exist at this point.
And so,
Representative Holberg,
there was some discussion about something in the bonding bill that it extended us, or
Mr. Hubinger, do you know anything about?
Madam Chair, Representative Holberg, in the 08 session, there was some language in the capital bonding bill that extended the authority of the LCC to use this working group to study or to make recommendations on capital restoration.
And, Madam Chair, if I might, then it had the expiration date of this September, the time that they would send a report, that's when they expired, or how did they, like, go away?
Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair, Representative Holberg, I don't remember if there was a specific date in that rider about for how long the working group had to complete its work.
Thank you. Mr. Hubinger, maybe you could get us a little more detail on that. So we are not going to act on LCC 8 today, which means that officially the group is expired until we revisit the issue. So they can't spend the $15,000. It sits and waits, I guess, in an account in the LCC. We have before us next, the next item is review and approve resolution relating to expense reimbursement. LCC 9, Mr. Hubinger. Actually, okay. I don't want someone to move this before us. Representative Sertich moves LCC 9. Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and members, this resolution formalizes the practice that the LCC has followed for years about reimbursing members of the House and of the Senate and public members who are appointed to working groups and commissions and subcommittees. Members of the House are reimbursed according to House policies. Members of the Senate are reimbursed according to Senate policies. And we specify the reimbursements for members of the public. The substantive support for us as staff in this one is item 3, where we specify the amount that a member of the public can be reimbursed for their lodging when they come to the Twin Cities for meetings. And this will be helpful for us.
Representative Seifert.
Madam Chair, under what is the public reimbursement? Is that the House rate, the 15.059, or is it a lower rate yet? Or
Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and Representative Seifert, the reimbursement per diem for public members is $55.
Madam Chair.
Representative Seifert.
I'm just really confused when we come up to the Capitol and we all eat the same generally and at the same time, and why we have three different rates for three different groups of people. I don't understand that.
Mr. Hubinger.
Better food. What's
that? Seifert, I'm sitting between you and the Senate. I just want to remind you of that today.
I mean, I mean, either they should go up some or the Senate should go. I don't know. I just think it's really awkward to have a public member who's taken time out of their schedule to get paid less than what we are, the senator. Can we just come up with one number and say this is, you know, and I'm on the LCC and I drive farthest, I think, of anybody on the LCC. But I still think that we should just come up with a number and everybody gets that, rather than somebody gets 55 and someone else gets 96. I just don't think it's fair.
And Mr. Huminger.
One small answer to that question is that, the per diem rate for public members is set in law, so it's not easily changed. But second, public members receive not only per diem, but reimbursement for their meal expenses. So it's explicit that it's in addition to that per diem.
About
Representative Seifert.
I'm sure. What about the difference between one and two then? I mean, I don't mean that to be funny. I don't get the differential, and we sit here, we do the same thing, spend the same amount of time. Why is the LCC is a separate account, right? It's not. Does it come out of the House budget where the Speaker has to account for us and the Senate accounts for theirs, or is the LCC a joint budget?
Mr. Huminger.
Madam Chair, Representative Seifert, the LCC has its own appropriations and uses that appropriation to pay for members of the House who are on commissions and members of the Senate who are on commissions, and we have always paid members according to the resolutions adopted by the respective rules committees.
Representative Seifert.
Madam Chair, I don't know if I want to make an amendment, but I just think if it's House money, I understand it, and it's Senate money that's separate. But if it's LCC money, I think we're all equal members on the commission. It should be one number. If it came out of House and Senate budgets, I totally understand because we want to manage our affairs differently.
Well,
do you want to up yours?
Not really.
All right.
And I didn't go to the little press conference the other day either, by the way, so as much traffic as came to my office from downstairs, I stayed away from that whole thing. But I think for the policy issue of this, I think it'd be good if we just had one number, and I can move $77 for everybody who's on the LCC and maybe tone down some of the people who are concerned about this issue all the time, but I just don't like the idea of same people at the table, different rates.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I'll make the motion. 77 for everybody that's a member of the legislature.
Mr. Huminger, do you need us to do anything different other than if the motion were successful, you could revise the language?
Madam Chair, yes, we could.
Okay. Discussion? All right. All those in favor of the Seifert motion to have all members of LCC receive a $77 per diem when in service to the LCC, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The motion does not prevail. All right, I do not think we're going to take up... Oh, we have to take up LCC 10. Okay, so... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. Okay, sorry. We are on LCC 9.
Surtage motion.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. LCC 9 is adopted. LCC 10, are we taking action on that today?
No.
Okay, we're going to wait on that one. We are going to be meeting again, members, because we have to resolve the issue of the capital restoration group and this floating benefit.
Madam Chair, will Mr. Huminger, your office, be informing us in the appointments that need to be made for that are outstanding yet then?
Yes, Mr. Huminger will help us do that if there's anything outstanding what we need to do. Mr. Huminger, staff updates.
Madam Chair and members, just a couple of items for you. You should be aware that the LCC is undergoing its financial audit currently for fiscal year 08. We have an outside audit firm in. They're actually coming in later this week. We would guess that we'd get their report before the end of session and present that to the LCC. We do that every other year, as do the House and the Senate.
Very good. And Mr. Huminger, have we used the same audit firm, or do you rotate the audit firm?
We issue an RFP. Madam Chair, we issue an RFP each time we do an audit, and we have been going between one of two firms for the last 12 years. But whoever gives us the lowest bid, we go with.
And, Mr. Huminger, is there a set policy that no more than six or three of these should be done by the same firm? I think that's standard practice, that you should not have an audit done by the same firm more than three times when you're doing a every other year audit. Could we look at that?
Madam Chair, I wasn't aware of that, but it probably works out that way.
I think that's under GASB.
GASB?
So. All right.
And then, Madam Chair, The House and Senate have adopted hiring freezes and salary freezes in recent weeks. I consulted with leadership staff recently and have sent a similar message to all of the directors in the joint legislative offices. So we are also following that policy. Directors are also working on their budget proposals for the next biennium. They're working on specific scenarios about the impacts of implementing the governor's recommendation for the reduction of the 5.6%, and we'll be waiting for other direction from leadership about what we should do in preparation of our budgets to present to you.
Members, you have questions about that?
That's for you.
Okay.
Mr. Manager.
Yes, Senator Pogue-Miller.
I think I've been meeting with the staff in the Senate, and obviously no decisions have been made, but I think we've been trying to prepare our staff for a significant tightening of the belt, and I would just offer that that would be our approach to the LCC also. I don't know enough about your staffing right now to say anything more than that, but I just don't see how we can get out of this budget situation without some activity in our bodies also.
Mr. Chairman, here.
And Madam Chair and Senator Pogue-Miller, the LCC directors have been cautionary for many months now and have been, if they fill vacancies, they're generally with temporary employees.
All right. Any other questions from Mr. Huebinger? Do you have anything else for us?
One last item, Madam Chair. There was a provision in the 07 appropriations bill for state government finance that covers the legislature, and that there was a rider that required that the House and the Senate and the LCC coordinate and complement each other in their work on IT systems so that they would work together. That same legislation required that we report to the House Rules Committee, the Senate Rules Committee, and to the LCC. That report was required once each year. Those reports have been filed, and I think you have received it, and you have received it, and I think you have received it as chair of the LCC.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's available on our website. There's no paper.
So members can look. All right. And have we made progress on that front, Mr. Huebinger?
I think that, Madam Chair, I think that legislation was helpful in encouraging us to work together better. And the legislative-wide voice over IP system, I think, is one example.
All right.
And the phone, Madam Chair.
Yeah, that's the phone.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
Yep,
we're glad you took our lead, Senator Pogue, on that.
It wasn't painless.
Any other discussion? Members, any other discussion? All right. If not, we stand adjourned.
Thank you, man.